Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Well, alhamdulillah, it's nice to be back in our Johannesburg again, although it's a bit colder here than in Cape Town, but mashallah, it's wonderful to be back home again. Okay, just to give you an idea as to what to look forward to for the next hour, inshallah. First up is the Monday morning focus, and it's the ideal Muslimah. Today we continue focusing on a Muslim woman, is easygoing and does not bear grudges. So today we're looking at the, at tolerance and forgiveness and love, and how these attitudes will leave no trace of hatred, resentment, and or malice. Inshallah, that will be followed by an interview with the Islamic Care Line's student social worker Tulani Sibanyani and also a community member Faiza Parak. We'll be discussing the parenting program that the Islamic Care Line is embarking on, and I think that he's starting on the 13th of August. It's starting this weekend, inshallah. So, yes, that's what we're going to be looking forward to for this morning. Also, if we do have time, then I want to look or just share with you a very beautiful article that I came across. Of course, that is depending on the time. It's about the status of parents in Islam. I'd just like to share that with you, and inshallah, that will be then what you can look forward to for this hour, inshallah. So let's start off with Monday morning focus, the ideal Muslimah. And yes, it says that interactions between individuals in an Islamic society that is founded on the brotherhood of faith are not based on an attitude of watching for and counting mistakes. So, you know, as Muslims, we need not be watching people all the time and waiting for the first mistake that they make or the first wrong that they do. That's not what a Muslim is supposed to be doing. Or even the desire for revenge is also something that we as Muslims should not even be thinking about. You know, and unfortunately, that is what so many of us have within ourselves. You know, if somebody does something bad to you, you always want to get back at them. A Muslim doesn't think that way and should not even, you know, your thinking shouldn't be in that direction at all. Or a person that is maybe defensive, you know, having to defend yourself all the time. But they are based on brotherhood, overlooking errors and tolerance. This is what Islam and the brotherhood of faith call for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in chapter 41 verses 34 and 35, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nor can goodness and evil be equal. So repel evil with what is better. Repel evil with what is better. Then will he between whom and you was hatred become as if it were your friend and intimate. It is possible. You know, we think it is impossible. How can I care and love for a person that has been so bad to me all my life? You know, a very simple example is a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law example. When you sometimes hate your mother-in-law for being so horrible to you, but you know, you can actually love that person so dearly, or that person can love you. Your mother-in-law can love you so dearly if we can just learn to tolerate, to love, and to forgive each other. This is just an example, please, listeners. And no one will be granted such goodness except those who exercise patience and self-restraint. So, no one will be granted such goodness except those who exercise patience and self-restraint. That means it is possible. Everything is possible if you have patience and self-restraint. None but persons of the greatest good fortune. Those are the ones that are the most fortunate. Okay, if evil is always repaid with evil, the result will be intense hatred and bitter grudges. And we see it happening all the time. But if evil is repaid with good, it will extinguish the fires of hatred, calm people down, and remove their grudges. I think this is so important. If evil is repaid with good, we have to learn to do these things. If it's not within us, then we have to strive towards these kinds of attitudes. We need to learn to have these characteristics in us. It's very difficult, yes, and sometimes it's so difficult. We are such negative people, you know, we just don't want to be positive, but we need to be positive. As Muslims, we need to think positively all the time. So if, for example, an evil is done towards us, we must think of how we can be good to the person that has been evil towards us. That is what we as Muslims should be thinking of all the time. And yes, it can calm down people and it can remove grudges. The two women who were enemies will become true friends when one of them speaks a kind word or smiles compassionately at the other. We can do it if we really put our minds to it. This is a great victory for the one who repelled evil with something better and turned enmity into friendship, hatred to love. No one attains this but persons of the greatest good fortune. As the Quran states, such a person responds to the evil she faces with a measure of patience and self-control and repels it with something good. And really, this is so important for us to remember. If anything evil happens to us, anything bad happens, okay, we won't talk about evil things, but if something bad happens to us, something bad, or someone is bad towards us, then all we do is we try and repel it with something good. And alhamdulillah, it will work if we practice. This is the attitude of true believing women in a Muslim community that is based on love, friendship and tolerance. Many ayats and of course ahadith reinforce this message and also seek to instill this attitude in believers' hearts, always training them to adopt that attitude of forgiveness that will leave no trace of hatred, resentment, or malice. In the Holy Quran, in chapter 15, verse 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so overlook any human faults with gracious forgiveness. We as Muslims must be so, must easily forgive people. Yet we find people telling us, you mustn't forgive very easily. You are a very forgiving person. There's nothing wrong in you being a forgiving person. In fact, your status is higher in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than those that bear grudges all their lives and just don't want to. So really, we as Muslims must be tolerant, we must love each other, and we must be forgiving. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by his words and his deeds, was a living example of this worthy human virtue of tolerance and forgiveness, and he urged others to adopt it also. In fact, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never struck any person, a woman or a servant, with his hand except when he was fighting in the way of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever lifted his hand on anybody besides, of course, when he was fighting in the way of Allah, and he never took offense at anything and sought revenge for it. Can we be like that? Well, we can if we try, except when one of the laws of Allah has been violated. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only take offense if, one of the laws of Allah had been violated, and then he would take revenge for the sake of Allah. He used to follow the commands of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to follow the commands of Allah. And what were the commands of Allah? In the Quran, in chapter 7, verse 199, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold to forgiveness, hold to forgiveness. Command what is right, but turn away from the ignorant. So hold to forgiveness. Command what is right, but turn away from the ignorant. By this command, and then, by the following command of Allah, repel evil with what is better. That's another command. Repel evil with what is better. The Prophet ﷺ was a unique example of the sublime attitude which encompassed and appealed to all people. He did not repay the evil with evil. Rather, he repelled it with an attitude of forgiveness and good manners, turning away from the ignorant and repelling evil with something better. With regards to Anas radiallahu anhu said, I was walking with the Messenger of Allah, and he was wearing a Najrani cloak with a stiff collar. A Bedouin came up to him, and he grabbed him roughly, and he looked at the Prophet ﷺ's shoulder, and this was Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. He looked at Rasulullah's shoulder, and he saw the mark left by his collar because of this rough approach. Then the Bedouin said, O Muhammad, order that I be given some of the wealth of Allah that you have. The Prophet ﷺ turned to him and he smiled. And then he ordered that he be given something. So the attitude of forgiveness was so deeply entrenched in his noble heart that he even forgave the Jewish woman who sent him poisoned mutton in Bukhari and Muslim. It is narrated, of course it's narrated by others as well, that the Jewish woman sent a gift of poisoned mutton to the Prophet ﷺ, and he and a group of his companions began to eat from it. Then he said, stop, it is poisoned. The woman was brought to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked, what made you do that? He asked the lady, what made you do that? She said, I wanted to know if you were truly a prophet, in which case Allah would have warned you and the poison would not harm you. And if you were not a prophet, then we would have been rid of you. The companions obviously asked, and they were obviously very astonished and probably very angry, and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shall we kill her? What was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reply? He said, no. And he forgave her. Imagine, can we do that? Well, these are some of the examples of the kind of prophet our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. So when the tribe, another example is of the tribe of Dawes, they rebelled and they refused to follow the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At-Tufayl ibn Amr ibn Dawsi came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, the Dawes have rebelled, so pray to Allah against them. But the Prophet ﷺ faced the Qibla, he raised his hands, and you know, at that stage the people said, they are finished. They thought, oh, this is it, Rasulullah ﷺ is going to make dua against them. But the Prophet ﷺ was merciful and tolerant and did not want to see the punishment of Allah befall, you know, the people, prayed for them, saying, O Allah, guide those and bring them here. O Allah, guide the doors, that is this tribe, and bring them here. And he made this dua three times, alhamdulillah. The Prophet ﷺ so instilled in people's heart the attitude of always forgiving and being tolerant, even when faced with harshness and being boycotted. So no matter how difficult a situation you are in, you know, it's so important for us to be merciful, to be forgiving, to be tolerant, and to love. So with the deep insight with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had endowed him, he understood that people respond better to tolerance than to harshness. Therefore, another quick example before we end off is when Uqbah ibn Amir asked him, O Messenger of Allah, tell me the best of deeds. And he told him, O Uqbah, maintain ties with ones who cut you off. Give to the one who deprives you and do not seek revenge on the one who wrongs you. So I'd just like to end with this and just go through it again. He said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me the best of deeds. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Uqbah, maintain ties with those or with one who cuts you off. Do we do that? If somebody cuts us off or cuts us away or you know, pushes us out of their lives, do we ever want to go back to them? This is something that we should think about. We should still maintain ties with one who cuts us off, no matter who it is. Give to the one who deprives you. Give to the one who deprives you, and do not seek revenge on the one who wrongs you. And according to another report, he said, forgive the one who wrongs you. Forgive the one who wrongs you. So, inshallah, I'll just leave it at that. Inshallah, I'll continue with this in our next program. And I hope, inshallah, to see something that we can, practice on, inshallah. You know, it's not easy, like I always say, you know, these are such difficult things. It sounds easy when we talk about it, but it's very easy to do it in reality. But we can try. We should try and ask Allah's assistance at all times, inshallah. Well, that's where I leave it today, inshallah. We will continue with this next week, but for now, we're going to be calling or speaking to the Islamic Care Line's social worker, Tholani Sibanyani, and also to a community member, Sister Faiza Farid. They will be discussing with us the parenting program that the Islamic Care Line is embarking on, inshallah. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
Adega Fortsburg is an upmarket Portuguese restaurant that offers a unique and memorable dining experience. The restaurant offers a warm ambiance and was voted Best of Joburg Best Portuguese Restaurant 2006 to 2011. Our mission is to provide food and service of the highest quality. Adega Fortsburg, 71 Central Road, Fortsburg. Call for a reservation today. Adega Restaurant, always open, always good.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, welcome to the program Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zenith, and joining me online now is student social worker Tholani Sibanyani. And we also have with us on the other line community member Sister Faiza Parak. The social worker is from the Islamic Care Line, and we're going to be discussing the programming, the parenting programming that the Islamic Care Line is embarking on, inshallah. It starts this, I think it's this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, the 13th of August. But I'd first like to welcome our guest. Assalamu alaikum, Tholani.
Salam alaikum, Zinat, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome, salam. And Sister Faiza, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, alhamdulillah, it's wonderful to have you with us on this Monday morning, and we hope to be talking to you about the parenting program that's taking place on the 13th, or at least it's starting, I'm not quite sure, so you're going to be informing us about that. But before we do that, let's talk to you, Tholani. Tell us a little. You are a student social worker. So tell us what your role is at the Islamic Care Line.
Okay. What I can say is, as I'm a fourth-year social work student from the University of Johannesburg. So I'm doing my internship currently at the Islamic Care Line. My role is at the Islamic Care Line, but like I deal with psychosocial issues, which includes like I provide counseling for individual cases, for example, maybe behavior problems, and I also facilitate some of the groups. For example, there's this group that I facilitated at Johannesburg Muslim School. It was on aggression and behavior, and I also do community programs. For example, I was the one who's facilitating the program that is taking place on the 13th of August, mm-hmm. in practice. So That's my role. I do individual, group, and community programs.
Wonderful. Now, another question that I have for you with regards the, parenting. What are some of the problems as a social worker that you have come across that parents encounter and have to deal with these days?
Some of the challenges that I've encountered as a social worker, I can probably say parents nowadays, what they do is they do not go out there and seek for help in terms of parenting and getting information and skills on how to go about raising their children. What happens is most of us, what we do is we try to solve things and do things ourselves rather than going out there and seek for professional help.
Mm.
That's what I can say, probably.
So that is what you think is one of the most important. I think it's a very important concern.
Yeah.
You know.
What I advise is for us as parents to go out there, seek for help, get some information and skills on parenting.
Mm. Well, I'm sure many of the parents would think, our parents could parent us without having to go for counseling. So why do we have to do it? Anyway, would you like to comment on that?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Jazakallah, thank you so much. Let's speak to Sister Faiza. Sister Faiza, with regards to you, how did you get involved in this latest project of the Islamic Canine?
What actually happened was K-Line sent out an advert on parenting workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, we were both interested in it, and then we decided to attend this meeting. And that way we met Tulani, and he had set up a task team to actually reach out to community members on the various problems that many parents are facing in the community. And it just took off from there.
Mm. And with regards, maybe it's a similar question, but what is your role and what do you think is some of the problems or the issues that parents have to deal with in our community, perhaps?
Okay, basically I'm one of the task team members, so what our role is basically to get the speakers, facilitate it, organize the food, the drinks, the venue, sort out all of that, sell some tickets. So the speakers, they are actually parents that are going to attend the event. Basically, some of the problems we think or we found out when we did our research was the drugs, limitations, discipline, positive disciplining, drugs, homophobia. Those are some of the concerns that the parents are facing currently in our communities.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, having this workshop, most of these questions, if not all, will be discussed and, of course, dealt with, inshallah.
It will be dealt with, and we want to have a series of workshops. So, we want to try this, and inshallah, if it goes well, maybe have a second one and a third one. So, grow with it.
Inshallah. Just another question that's come up while we're talking is, what do you think is lacking in the roles that parents play today?
I think parents are lacking the skill to say no to our children. I think that we just want to say yes for everything. We want to give in to our children, and I think that's where the discipline is actually lacking. Is our parents could tell us no, and no was a no.
Yes.
And now our kids will say, okay, maybe. We give in too easily, and there's no positive disciplining in our kids.
Mm. Well, okay, this is something that, many of us realize, and I think also very important is, like Tulani said earlier, is that many parents don't realize that, it's important to actually go for help.
And if you consider it, our generation or the older generation was a much different generation. And the things that we were exposed to as opposed to the kid generation of today, it's very different. So you can't compare the two generations, and you can't compare discipline between that generation and our generation, because it's different.
Okay, Tulani, just a question for you. Do you think it's more difficult being a parent these days than it was in the past?
Looking at the parenting like in the older days and now, it's something completely it's completely different. How is it different? Because like in the olden days, parents they had like their own styles on raising their kids and so forth. So it's also different from today's generation. You know, we also have our new style, parenting styles and so forth. So okay. It differs in terms of parenting styles, I can say. In the past, I can say the parenting was more autocratic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like now, when you look at it, it is more of democratic, and some of them it's laissez-faire. Because children, what they do is they do as they please. At some time, they lack discipline, you know. Parenting, like parents, they try to be so nice to their kids, forgetting that they have to nurture their kids to become good beings when they grow up, to become good children when they grow up, you know, and learn discipline and limit setting.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that it's much more difficult becoming being parents these days than it was in our time.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue with our program. Now, the Islamic Care Line, as we understand, has embarked on this parenting program. So what, tell us about it.
Okay, the name of the program, number one, it's a parenting in practice. That's the name you come up for the program. That will be happening on a Saturday, which is on the 13th of August. The focus of the program will be on parenting with the aim to address the needs of the parents of young children for basic information and some sort of support in task of parenting, especially in the areas of stress management by parents, developing a positive self-esteem of children, also on issues like bullying, positive discipline, communication, as I also said earlier on, limit setting, accepting diversity and some of social emotional development of children. However, the overall objective of the project is to try and improve child outcome either by increasing the parents' knowledge, skills or capacity as the caregivers by providing the parents with good information to improve their interaction with their children. And also the outcomes such as parents' well-being or family outcomes such as family relationships, we try to enhance family relationships. In this program also, parents will be actively acquire parenting skills through practicing parenting skills. That's what the program is going to be focusing on. On a Saturday.
Okay, very interesting indeed. So, why has the Islamic Care Line decided to present parenting programs to the community? You know, has there been problems? That you as counselors, many problems that you as counselors have realized?
Okay, what I can say is Islamic Care Line decided to have this kind of a program because of cases that as in our community of foster we are exposed to. For example, when people they come to an Islamic Care Line for counseling, okay? So the issues that we deal with or the cases that we encounter when people come for help at the Islamic Care Line includes more of children's behavior problems and parenting cases. So we recognize that the need for this kind of a project is very vital because of such challenges that are experienced by our community members. And again, to add on that, as a 4-year social work student at University of Johannesburg, I was also expected to facilitate at least one program to the benefit of community of Forsberg.
Mm.
So looking at this in a social work perspective, I used one of the models, which is known as an APC, which is it's an acronym for Asset-Based Community Development Approach Model.
Mm-hmm.
What we do on this module, we usually look at the gaps in the community through community profiling. So what happened is when I arrived at Islamic Care Line earlier this year, I did some of community profiling where I gathered information about the community of Forsberg. So as I stated, that Islamic Helpline recognized this need or this kind of a program. So using the social work ABCD approach, which is an acronym of for asset-based community development, we had to use the strength of the strength of the community to address their needs. So in planning towards the program, I worked with different community members, which includes our volunteers, Fayeza, she's one of the task team members, the volunteers, people who are participating in the program, which were recruited on the parenting workshop which I was facilitating on the 14th of August 2016. So we refer to these community members as task team members, as Fayeza has stated, which they really did a very good job in organizing the program together. So by utilizing the assets and the strengths of the community, we used what we have in the community to make our program successful. This includes probably our local speakers. We used the speakers which will be facilitating the program on Saturday will be our local speakers. We also use community members from inside the community, and also our facilities, the program is being happening and in our community. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's enough, yeah.
Okay. Faiza, would you like to add to this?
Okay.
I think that this is a really good program for the community to attend. We have an educator, Asha Hurzuk, from APEX. We have Mulana Ubaidullah Boja. We have Leticia Peterson. She's a course coordinator at WITS Social Development. So with all of these speakers, we're trying to get a more broader perspective on the whole discipline limitations, like common problems that the community are experiencing. And I think it's going to be a real benefit to the community. It's for men and women. So both parents, it would be nice if both parents attend, or you know, caregivers or whoever it is, like who as many that can attend must attend, because I think it would be better if everybody attends, because then the message is cascaded.
Yes, definitely. I think it's so important what you mentioned, you know. It's parents, obviously, it's not only the mother, it's the mother and the father.
And the father.
Both mother and the father, yeah.
Yeah, because this is something that, unfortunately, I've seen it over the years, where you'll end up getting one of the parents doing more of the work where parenting is concerned, and you always find the other one just, you know, and it's mostly the dad, unfortunately, where they just feel that their duty is to provide, and that's it, you know. So, okay, we're going to take a very short break. When we return, inshallah, we continue talking about this program. Inshallah, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat, and with me online is Atulani Sibanyani, who is the student social worker at the Islamic Careline, and we also have one of the community members, Sister Faiza Parak, who is talking to us about the parenting program that's taking place, inshallah, this week, and hopefully it'll be a series of programs that'll take place, you know, as time goes by. In any case, thank you so much for holding on to both of you. Now, let's go. Let's ask you the next question with regards the parenting program. With regards to Islamic Careline, what do they hope to achieve through having these kinds of programs? Hello, can you hear me?
Can I take this one?
Yes, no, not a problem. Thank you.
Okay, what can I say is that in this kind of a program, Islamic Helpline hopes to empower our community and to empower our families. And that goes for both for males and females, and any person can attend the program. So what the aim is to empower and enhance good interactions with in our family. Interaction probably maybe between the children and their parents, you know, to improve their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly, I think it's so important for you know, this is like the base or the most important part of family life. Everything starts from there. So I think it's so important, like you say, to empower, to enhance, to educate. I think so important for parents to be educated. And also a very important point that we brought up at the beginning of the program is that, you know, parents need to know that, you know, there is so much of help available out there. And if you feel that, you know, I'm not coping, I cannot handle this, I don't know how to manage to parent my children, then there's help available. And you just, it's just kind of a telephone call away, and you can get the help that you need. Okay, so Faiza, would you like to, come in here at any stage?
I think we've basically said it all, but I think for mothers and fathers that need assistance or need to chat to somebody or want, like, guidance, to please try and attend on Saturday, 13th of August at the Nana Memorial Auditorium. Mm-hmm. The program starts at 1 to 5. There are snacks available as well. So please try and attend. Tickets are 70 rand per person. If you're a couple, it's 120 rand. So please try and attend. It's really going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very important, alhamdulillah, for you to be able to attend this event. In any case, just coming back to the event, what exactly can the people expect when attending this parenting program? You know, what will be taking place there exactly? Tulani or Faiza, whoever would like to.
Well, we have our three speakers. So Aisha Buzuk mm-hmm. will give us, from an educative perspective, challenges and all of that. We have Mulana Ubaidullah Boja, who's going to come and give it from an Islamic perspective as well. And we have our speaker, Sister Leticia Peterson. So she's also going to be discussing the social work part of it. So there's, like, every speaker has their role. And basically, like, most of the challenges that the people or parents usually face will be discussed at the meeting. So it will basically cover
to add on that, so in short, we can say, like, people that can expect that the program will be educational, and it will focus on parenting in an educational perspective, also in an Islam perspective. That's why we decided to get, like, the Mulanas.
Okay. And yes, another thing is that it is not only for parents that have problems or that have concerns. It is for parents, all parents, whether you have a problem or you don't have a problem.
It's just to empower you. Basically, it's an empowerment workshop to empower you, to give you the skills to deal with whatever may lay ahead or that you are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, I think it's important, just share with us all those details of the event and, you know, where exactly can people purchase the tickets?
Okay, you can... Okay, Tulani, go ahead.
No, I didn't get the question.
Okay, just with regards to the details of the event and, you know, how can people actually purchase the tickets? Where do we get it? Do you call? Do you get to the Islamic Airline? What is the procedure?
Okay, Faiza can take that.
Okay, Faiza.
Okay, you can contact the Islamic Care Line. Mm-hmm. The tickets are available at the Care Line, or we are advertising it on Facebook, on Instagram. You can contact one of the Justing members. We will leave the details with Radio Islam as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the tickets are also sold at the door. If maybe you didn't get it, like, to purchase the tickets on time during the course of the week. So can come and purchase at the door.
Okay. What time is it starting?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Until?
Till 5.
Okay. So
at Nana Memorial Auditorium.
Okay. So just let me see if I've got that right. It's at the Nana Memorial Auditorium. It's on the 13th of August. That's this Saturday. From 1 o'clock onwards until about?
5-ish.
5 o'clock, inshallah. And of course... Yes, Tulani?
No, I just wanted to add, the ticket for an individual is like 70 rand, and if they decide to come as a couple, maybe it's like 120 rand.
Okay. So can people perhaps purchase tickets, on the day at the event?
They will be selling the tickets at the door.
Okay, fine. Alhamdulillah. Well, all I can say is I do wish you all the best, and I'm sure it's going to be an awesome, you know, program, like always. Alhamdulillah. I do wish you all the best. And, yes, any messages from you? Tulani? Okay, Fraser?
Okay, Jazakallah, Zinet. What I would like to say is, like, I would like to say please to our community members to please attend the program, because this can help us to improve enhance our families and the interactions and the relationships that we have with our children. So I'd like our community members to please attend the program. I think it's very important.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. And Faiza, your words?
Basically, the same sentiments. Try and attend it. It's really going to be a benefit to everybody.
Inshallah. Well, once again, Jazakallah khair for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Jazakallah for having us, Zinet.
Yes, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Okay. Well, listeners, that was Tulani and Faiza telling us all about the parenting workshop that's taking place this Saturday. It's at the Nana Memorial Hall. It's in Johannesburg, I'm sure you all know, but if you would like to find out more about it, you can contact the Islamic helpline. I don't have the Islamic care line, I beg your pardon. The number is 011-373-8080. You will get all the information from them as well. But anyway, Jazakallah khair for a wonderful program and for all the information that you shared with us today. Until next time. Yes, it's a pleasure. Okay, right. Assalamu alaikum, Faiza.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's it then from me. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.